Complementary and substitute service providers and products. Three factors impacting international logistics are the trend of selling complementary products, the many alternative options for carriers, and the common presence of substitute products. When it comes to complementary products, items commonly sold together, like a razor and blades or diapers and baby wipes, logistics must consider how much inventory of both items it's going to maintain on a regular basis. Often, the disposable items, such as vacuum cleaner air filters, are less expensive and can be slow, less frequent sellers. There's also a strategy of stocking substitute products that can be purchased in the event that another similar item is out of stock. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, substitutability is when a buyer can purchase similar products from different suppliers. This increases the buyer's power because the buyer doesn't have to rely on just one supplier. Logistics must be aware of substitute products and its mix of product offerings to its customers. This is important because it dictates the amount of safety stock that needs to be maintained and also impacts stockout costs, which may include lost sales, backorder costs, expediting, and additional manufacturing and purchasing costs. The ideal scenario is to determine the exact in-stock rate of a specific product while also offering a substitute product so the customer can purchase the other if their first choice is out of stock. For example, it is common for grocery store chains to operate with 95% stock-in rates for items with substitute products. Substitutes also exist for global logistics services. Logistics is faced with choosing from a huge pool of delivery services that continue to grow in number. There are nearly 35,000 courier service providers in China alone. In ocean carriers, substitutes can take the form of much larger, more efficient container ships that offer better economies of scale and half the amount of previous emissions. Experts predict that these ship types will put other smaller, less fuel-efficient ships out of the Asia to Europe routes. However, some ocean routes have less substitutability if they are dominated by particular carriers who have a monopoly, such as those going to the Middle East. This may result in less price flexibility.